Well, that old clock on the wall says 7:45, and that means it's time for another wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell. Jack, great to connect with you again today.
Jimmy,
how have you been?
My pleasure. I'm so glad we're both back.
Me too.
I'll tell you.
Pretty strange times lately.
And they are indeed. And what I decided to talk about today, I was going to talk about pairing foods at home, because so many people are dining at home. But lo and behold, I found out yesterday that today, Saturday, is National Rosé Wine Day.
Mm.
So I thought we'd talk a little bit about rosé wines.
Good.
They've been around forever. In fact, rosé is probably the oldest type of wine, because years ago, they really weren't very sophisticated when they'd press the grapes, and they'd always get a little color in the white wine. But today, rosé is a real art. There's really three ways of making rosé. Skin contact, sangui, which is bleeding in French, and blending. And blending we won't consider, because blending really it's not permitted in France. Only in producing rosé champagne you can blend. But everywhere else in France, blending is illegal. And it's done in very, very few places around the world today. Sangui, the bleeding process, is also very rare. It's not done very often. It's usually done in making red wine, and they use that sangui that's left over to start for rosé wines. But so, for the most part, it's skin contact. And rosé, you know, they're after a color, and the colors of rosé are really wonderful, from pale onion skin, pale light, almost a pale orange, to a dark red that you can get in a Tavel. And speaking of Tavel, I found out that happened to be Ernest Hemingway's favorite wine. A good endorsement for Tavel Rosé, because, you know, for many people, they think of rosé as an afternoon wine for the ladies. I don't agree with that, and I haven't my whole life, because I've been a fan of rosés my whole life. And they have a place, and particularly at this time of year, when people are having picnics and dining on the patio, etc., what better wine to have on a warm summer afternoon, and summer is starting next week, than a rosé. And there's so many to choose from. The rosé wines have been, like I said, around forever. And I remember discovering rosés 40, 50 years ago. The first time I was in France, in the south of France, we were at a beach cabana, and we were having a salad niçoise for lunch, and the waiter said, "You might want a glass of Tavel with that." I didn't know what Tavel was. I said, "Okay, we'll try it." I was amazed. This rosé wine came in. It was absolutely delicious and went perfectly with the salad niçoise. And then I found out about Tavel. Tavel is in the Rhone Valley. All they produce there is rosé wines. They produce nothing else in Tavel but rosé wines. And the principal grape type is the Grenache. In fact, all over France, Grenache is mainly the main grape type for rosé wines. Oh, naturally, in Burgundy, they use Pinot Noir, and in Bordeaux, they use Cabernet. But in Provence, which is the biggest producer of wine in France, of rosé wines, about 60 to 70% of the wines produced in Provence are rosé wines. And people just seem to love them. As a matter of fact, was it the actor Brad Pitt and his wife at the time had a vineyard in Provence and made Provence rosé. And my good friend Alexis Lachine's son, Sasha, was early on in the rosé business. I remember he stopped me about 15, 18 years ago at an international meeting, and he said, "I have a rosé for $100 a bottle." I said, "Well, I hope you got some place to keep it, because you'll have it a long time." And indeed, I was dead wrong, and he was right on. And he was one of the pioneers, and his wine, Whispering Angel, today is very popular, and recently was purchased by no less a company than Moët and Chandon, Louis Vuitton, as one of the great brands of the world, Whispering Angel. So And that's a Provence rosé. But anyhow, there's a place for these wonderful, light, fruity rosé wine that, you know, when you're out sailing on a boat or you're sitting on your patio or you're just having a picnic, the aroma, the color, the bouquet, rosés are not made to be examined, but just sculpted and enjoyed. And really, we talk about wonderful sipping wines. France, I think, does the best job with rosés. But we're forgetting, you know, that the rosés that really were popular in the United States 30, 40, 50 years ago were a couple from Portugal, Matus and Lancers. And a lot of people my age, their first wine was a glass of Matus or a glass of Lancers. As a matter of fact, my old friend Walter Bush had a yacht, and he named it Alianca, because Alianca was another wine like Matus and Lancers, a rosé from Portugal. And people would put candles in those little clay bottles in their rec room at their home. And everybody knew about Matus. Everybody knew about Lancers, and everybody knew about Alianca. They were wonderful rosés, great introduction to wine, wines, and they were very good. Now, you can get them now, but, of course, people's tastes have gotten a little more sophisticated, and they aren't into so many sweet wines, and Matus and Alianca and all those were definitely on the sweet side. Another great explosion in all rosé came about from the Trinchero family at Sutter Home. They had an overstock of Zinfandel, and he thought, well, he would try and make what he called the white Zinfandel, a pink wine. And he sent it around to his distributors around the United States, and everybody loved it, and the rest is history. And Sutter Home's white Zinfandel was for many, many years the number one selling wine in the entire United States. That's some background for a wine, let me tell you. But, you know, while the French rosés are really wonderful, and, you know, the Loire Valley makes a rosé d'Anjou that is just wonderful. And, of course, rosé champagne, if you think Dom Perignon is expensive, try and buy a bottle of Dom Perignon rosé. Or if you like Louis Roederer Cristal, you know, $200 bottles of wine, and the rosé is even more expensive because it has more flavor and is a more interesting wine than the straight champagne, in my opinion. But France is just one of them. Today, you know, the rosados that come from Italy are just wonderful and interesting. And the wines that come from Spain, same thing. And, of course, we produce some terrific rosés, particularly in the Pacific Northwest, up in Oregon and Washington. Some of those rosés are just worth seeking out and trying. And even in Minnesota, the vineyards, some of them here are making rosé. There's a rosé from Croatia, Corta Katarina, that I think is just absolutely delicious in the summer. So indeed, if you're not drinking rosés, you really ought to think about it a little bit, because they are really delicious. And what better time to have one than today on National Rosé Wine Day. But, you know, these rosés just didn't come about recently. Recently, we've had an explosion in them. But as I said, they've always been around. One of my favorite stories is I was at Chateau Clark, which is a very nice Bordeaux property. And this is 25 years ago or so, maybe 30. And they served a rosé as an aperitif. And I asked Nadine Rothschild, who was the proprietor, where did this come from? She said, well, we make it for ourselves for parties. I said, would you make 100 cases for me? And she said yes, and we sent them to Minnesota, and the Minnesotans loved them, Chateau Clark Rosé. And we sold a ton of it. And today I was just talking to a friend in Bordeaux, Heather, who owns Chateau Milange, and she said, how is the rosé of ours tasting? Now, this is a Bordeaux Appellation, but they make a rosé there. And I said, well, it's funny you should ask. I had a glass of it the other night, and I found it absolutely delicious. Bone dry, just the kind of wine you really like. And like I said, there's so many wines like that. Today, we carry at Haskell's over 85 different rosés and climbing. People are just loving them, and they're loving them year-round, not just now. But they are, of course, a little more appropriate in the summer weather when we're having, hopefully, some heat waves. They're very, very enjoyable. And don't forget, rosés are perfect food wines. They go with almost anything, and particularly with simple food. And of course, when it's hot, that's what you really want, a simple food. A platter of charcuterie or sausages is wonderful with rosé wine. So also would be something very light, like a seafood casserole, which has got some body to it. You have a rosé with it that has some body. You'd find that absolutely delicious as well. But I think that if you're not having rosé wine, you're missing a big part of the wonderful world of wine. It makes a fabulous aperitif. It goes well with almost most food, perhaps better than white or red wines themselves, because it's sort of neutral. It goes with almost any kind of food. So if you're not drinking rosé, try it. And if you're one of those guys that says rosé's for the ladies, guess what? Try a glass of Tavel rosé. I guarantee you, I always tell my friends, this is the rosé that was made for red wine drinkers. And if you don't like it, well, then I'd be the most surprised individual in the world. Because Tavel is really one of my favorite wines. It's one of the great wines of the world, and that's all they make in that part of France. It's over in the Rhone Valley. And incidentally, in the Rhone Valley, they make with Grenache some wonderful rosés, some of those little Côte de Rhone rosés. They're always inexpensive, and they are delicious, kind of medium dry, wonderful food wine. So in honor of today's date, National Rosé Wine Day, why not open a bottle of rosé and have it on the patio this afternoon?
Yes, what a great idea. And I know exactly the place you can find a whole bunch of rosé, and that's at Haskell's.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's, Denny, love to talk about wine. They love to marry wine with food. As I said, we've got over 85 different rosés to choose from. Stop in and pick up a bottle of rosé. And you know what? Haskell's has wonderful prices on all wine, not to mention the just rosés. There's a Haskell's near you where you can learn about wine and save big dollars on wine as well. In Bloomington, Excelsior, which is right off of the Excelsior dock. In Faribault, right off of 35. Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. It's huge. In downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come in to Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And incidentally, you can drive by, pick up, call in, or sign in on the Internet, and they'll have it ready for you right out and take it right out to your car for you. The folks at Haskell's are careful about your health and our health, too. But come on in, save big dollars during our wine sale, and come in and try some rosés on today, Rosé National Rosé Wine Day.
I am going to do that very thing at Haskell's today. Jack, great chatting with you again. Let's do it again next week. What do you say?
I'm going to look forward to that.
All right. Thanks very much. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.